Hi, you're listening to KBRP LP 96.1 BizV. Thanks for tuning into the show, Doc Talk. Today we are talking with an expert about writing and how you can use writing for healing. And if you are not writing right now, you may want to after you listen to the show. And so I'm here with Tracy Moore, and Tracy is coming down from Tucson to be on the show. First of all, just to let you know, the views and opinions expressed on this program are those of myself and or my guests, and not necessarily the views and opinions of the BizV Radio Project Incorporated or of KBRP LP 96.1 BizV. The information on the show is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, and is for education and or informational purposes only. And Tracy, thank you for coming to the show. I know you've been at the Wellness Center for a while and on to new ventures. I think what you have to share is very important. I think writing, actually, when I was a teenager, saved my life. I want to tell people a little bit more about you before we jump into the writing. Tracy is a writing coach and bookmaker who leads small group therapeutic writing events online and in natural spaces around Tucson. She holds an MFA in writing from Pacific University, and she loves the magic that happens when we show up together, just as we are, and share our honest stories. Tracy, so how can writing help you heal?
Wow, it's a big question. Thanks for having me on the show. You know, writing is so simple. It's just pen and paper, and we're basically speaking to the page. You know, a lot of people have experiences with journals or using just notebooks for writing down their thoughts. And I was another person like that, who writing really saved my life when I was a teenager. So because it was just so simple, I could put it on the page, and we're letting it from our bodies, like out of our bodies and onto the paper. And there's like definite healing benefits to that.
So writing also helped. I mean, are you using the word saved your life?
Well, I guess I was in a big family. I had sisters that liked to snoop through all my things. And it was just, I was like the quiet artistic person that had a lot of thoughts and emotions. And I really needed somebody to talk to. And it was just a safe place where I could put everything down on the page. I often disguised my handwriting so they couldn't read it. But it was still a real release for me. Put it in a drawer, and I had a teacher who introduced us to just writing in a journal. I was in fourth grade, and it gave me something. My family wasn't one that was talk to a mentor or, you know, see a counselor to discuss your issues or whatever. They were just, you know, by the book. And to me, it really helped me, and I just carried on as I grew up using books kind of as helpers. And then I became interested in creative writing, and I don't know what I would have done without paper and pens and just scribbling. And even though nobody ever saw it, it was just such a help to me. And it was kind of a secret to some people in my family and my life, but it just so helped me.
Yeah, your secret, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so a couple things came up for me when you were talking. And one, I was thinking how important writing is, not just for oneself, but for other people. And what came to mind was Anne Frank, mm-hmm. the Diary of Anne Frank, mm-hmm. and how it must have helped her to write what she was going through. But since then, I was at her museum over in Amsterdam, and just how much her writing has given to the world, mm-hmm. you know, and also how important it is when you write, you know, how vulnerable mm-hmm. you can be. Mm-hmm. And when my brother broke into my locked diary and read it, boy, did he get, I think I beat him up. Like mm-hmm. that is my writing, right? You leave that alone.
Yeah.
So yeah. What have you seen with writing? Like when you do your groups, how have you seen that help other people?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to me because I host a number of different types of workshops and classes, but the main ones are, I have a journaling class where we really talk about the benefits of just putting your private thoughts on paper, and that's just for you, no one else. And we do some writing exercises, and we discuss it. But that's your private material. It's really just for you. The other types of workshops that I offer are where we use poetry and other prompts as kind of doorways into our own personal experience. So we write really quickly. We don't think. We're not trying to write well. And it's a really safe, confidential, compassionate space where we're not judging, grading, we're not critiquing. We're just really allowing that vulnerable space to be possible for everyone. And it's really connective between the writers. And it's also, people can resonate with each other's stories. We feel like we're not alone. You know, a lot of things that people, sometimes when we write in this way, where we're unguarded, our editor is at the door, we're not thinking about school, we're not trying to be great, we're not trying to impress or get a grade. There's just so much beauty that occurs, and it's not just my instruction to people is you can write, this is a Natalie Goldberg quote, which is just give yourself permission to write the worst junk in the world and see what happens. And we write really fast, and it's just time and time again, people write beautifully when they're unfiltered and they're not trying and they're just being their authentic selves. And it's really, it's like, you know, you have a really good friend and you can talk to them really deeply about subjects. And I work with people who know each other because they've been writing for a while together, but I write with strangers and we just create a really safe space. And you can resonate with people so quickly when we drop down our guard and we feel safe. And we can just put it down on the page, and then we read aloud. So it's like a writing and sharing practice where we just say thank you and acknowledge, really deeply listen, and there's nothing else you have to do. Like listen to yourself when you're writing, and also listen to each other when everybody reads. And it's not a writing class. I don't call myself a writing teacher because I just kind of sprinkle some stuff in the middle, and then I say, let's see what we do, and I write with everybody else, and we kind of emerge after an hour and a half and go, what just happened? I just feel so light and free, and like I let go of some things, and so, yeah.
So when you're doing that, kind of that free-flow writing, if people are doing it, I don't know if you say doing it right, if they're writing right, are they tapping into the subconscious, or, you know, what would you say?
Yeah, that's a good question. In my classes, when I read the prompts, I use poetry as prompts, just really accessible poetry with lots of different details. When we write really quickly, we overstep the editor and the one that wants to be great. And so people can write about anything they want to. It's about their lives. It's about your truths. We're not writing about philosophy or your beliefs about certain topics. It's like you, your life, what's going on for you. And sometimes it's just stream of consciousness. But it's drawing, when we write really quickly and we use prompts that we wouldn't normally pick, sometimes a word or phrase just like jumps people into a memory that they hadn't thought of in forever. And it just, they go on a path and they write really fast for short periods. We draw stuff that wouldn't have come up otherwise. And it's really balancing to be able
and
to do.
And cathartic, yes. I would imagine.
Yeah.
And my guess is people don't have to read what they've written.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Because it might be too vulnerable for them.
Yes, exactly. It's an invitation. It's kind of like when I start the classes, I do a little meditation. We kind of get grounded in the body because I think that's really important. And then we do a verbal reflection. And then when we write, we finish writing, and then we read aloud, and I invite people to read, and when they feel comfortable, only when they feel comfortable. Often people find that even though they're like, oh, some people sometimes are nervous about sharing, and when they feel comfortable enough to read, it's a gift to other people, because they go, wow, that little piece that you wrote in there just really touched me and helped me solve something. And if I hadn't heard it, I wouldn't have been able to have that experience. So even though we're not discussing or critiquing the work, after class, I allow people to share some thoughts, and that often comes out. So yes, it's completely voluntary to read, but when we do, it's like we're kind of making a soup, you know, and if everybody contributes a little ingredient, it makes this really powerful broth together. And it's kind of, it doesn't really make sense, but it's like it's a really special experience. But my aim is to make it safe and comfortable. We don't talk about the writing after we leave class. We're not graded. Nobody even says like, that was awesome, or I think you should change it. It's not about that. We're just trying to
You don't give people Fs.
No. No. And I really want
to... Or As.
Yeah, and it's difficult because, you know, we're so... conditioned as people who've gone to school to think writing has to be this way or that way.
And yeah, like what if they put the punctuation spot in the wrong
place?
Yeah,
and people are traumatized. So, yeah. So for some who come to my classes, we have to kind of like gently, you know, invite them to try to relax and just know that anything you write is just right. And, you know, it's really kind of a big invitation because some people are really nervous about that. But as they get going, they realize like this is an okay place. Like this is really welcoming, and we're friendly here, and we're not grading you, and we're not judging you. And that's so necessary, I think, in the society where everything is measured. So yeah.
We're gonna take a quick little break. And when we come back, we'll just discuss more about writing, how it can help you heal, maybe also discuss how somebody could do it on their own at home for healing. The Bisbee Table is pleased to support KBRP FM and KBRPradio.com. The Table is in its 22nd year in Old Bisbee, serving a full bar that includes Arizona wines and slow kitchen comfort foods, such as pastas, pizza, charcuterie, fish and chips, and other entrees. Open every day, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Copper Queen Plaza, 2 Main Street, 520-432-6788, bisbeetable.com. The NACO Wellness Initiative, NWI, works with local healthcare providers to deliver medical services to residents of NACO in Sonora, Mexico, and in Arizona. The NWI provides free services through the Casa Soledables Clinic from 8 a.m. until noon and from 3 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, and in emergency situations. For more information, call 520-432-6957 or visit nacowellness.org. Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the show Doc Talk on KBRP LP 96.1 Bisbee. I'm here with Tracy Moore, who's a writing coach and bookmaker, and she leads small group writing events. You do that online, Tracy, as well as in person?
Yes, I do. Around Tucson and natural spaces on Zoom, all different types of
right.
places.
Right. So if somebody was living in Bisbee or, you know, one of my far-reaching listeners in another state or perhaps another country wanted to do so, they could get in touch with you and get into one of your groups that way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I also offer a little complimentary writing classes at the Bisbee Wellness Clinic at the Holistic Wellness Center occasionally, like first Saturdays. So there will be one in September.
Oh, great.
Yes, on the 9th.
That's excellent.
Yes.
Glad to hear that.
Yes.
And so if people, I just want to give a link of how they could find you, or your website is Tracy www.tracy-more.com.
Yes, Tracy with an I and horizontal dash.
Oh, that's important. Yes, T-R-A-C-I. Okay, that's good. I'm glad you pointed that out. I found a couple quotes in this article that I just wanted to throw in there.
Great.
A Graham Greene quote. Writing is a form of therapy. Sometimes I wonder how all those who do not write, compose, or paint can manage to escape the madness, melancholy, the panic and fear, which is inherent in a human situation. And there was this great article I found preparing for the show that talked about how writing can help us heal from trauma. This was actually in the Harvard Business Review. Deborah Siegel of Acevedo, in that there's been over 200 research studies that have reported that emotional writing can improve people's physical and emotional health. There was a 2019 study in a six-week writing intervention that it helped decrease depression, stress, and rumination. I know some of us ruminate when we can't sleep. And there's a book, if some people are interested, by Louise DeSalvo. Her book is Writing as a Way of Healing, How Telling Our Stories Transforms Our Lives. And I thought that was an interesting book to point out. Have you read that book?
I haven't read that book. I know of another, but there are quite a few out there. It's called Opening Up by Writing It Down by James Pennebaker. And he and his colleague did the original studies about healing and writing and how expressive writing can help you heal.
Yeah. And thinkers from Freud to Brené Brown have popularized the idea that there's strength embracing our vulnerability, which you talked about earlier in the show, how your writing groups help do that. You know, that this, when we use writing to lay bare our truths, just how when we bare our truths, that this can actually help us not be victims of our circumstances. Mm-hmm. So if you were going to lead some of our listeners right now through how to write on their own, like, of course, they could go into a group, you know, an online group with you, and that's a whole different different thing. Mm-hmm. But if they wanted to do this on their own, could you give them a little step-by-step of what you feel would help?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I just love this question because it's so simple and free and cheap and a pen and paper and I don't know. So what I would recommend to people is I talk to people about finding a little, if you feel the impulse, like you're really curious and you'd like to put some thoughts down, you're ready, you can, I invite people to find a notebook that you like, that feels good, that has a nice cover, that you like the paper, or the lines or whatever. So it kind of invites you into that space. Ideally, find a quiet space or a private space where you feel like you can be free with your thoughts. And get a pen you like, pencil, whatever, crayons, if you're a markers person or you like sketchbooks or whatever it is. Get the materials that you love. And find a space that's comforting. It might be just a little corner of your living space. And the quickest invitation into writing is like, this is what I'm thinking about right now, or here's what's coming up for me right now. And just keep your pen moving. Just say what comes up. You might write about, you know, and we're not, the invitation is to skip worrying about spelling, grammar. Nobody's going to read this. This is private. It's completely for you. Nobody's going to grade it. So you can have sentences that have no punctuation, that's beautiful. The aim is that we're really just tapping into what's true and honest for us right now and putting it on the page. And it may be that you set a timer, like often people start with that, like, I just want to set a timer for 5 or 10 minutes and write whatever you need to write, close your book, set it aside and put it in a safe place if you need to. I invite people to use timers sometimes because that's a container. It doesn't allow us to go to the dark side where we're writing for 8 hours about something really deep and heavy that then we're, you know, out of our minds. You can just have a short span of time, but just kind of follow your nose and like let those thoughts out, be honest. And as much as you can just let that editor and the school teacher and people in your eighth grade class that heckled you about writing sit outside the door and have a cup of coffee, that's going to help you just be free on the page. So it's just really writing whatever you want. If you wanted to go online, there are lots of websites that have like journal prompts that give you like kind of reflective questions that help you kind of think about, you know, a particular topic and riff on that. I have a good friend, Sue Mine, who has created journal cards, and they have topics for discussion that kind of jog your memory, and, you know, they're really positive and get you to kind of open up. But it really, the journal is just for you, so you can make it whatever you want. You can write as frequently or infrequently as you want to write. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's really just your private space to use however you like, to just release what's within you. That's kind of what we're doing, is we're like offloading the stuff that's in us that we're carrying around and putting it on the page. And there have been proven health benefits to that. So it can be whatever you like. If you're the sort of person who wants to go back and read your writing later and just kind of reflect on your progress over time, you can do that. You don't have to. It can really just be something you write, you sit down, you leave it, and it's just your repository for your thoughts and ruminations. And like you said, like you could use a journal as gratitude. You know, I think that's so wonderful. I do that before bed so I can just stop all that cycling thoughts when I wake up at 2. It's so important because we forget like the beauty in our lives or the little sparkles that happen during the day, and gratitude, like just putting down, you know, a couple of notes of gratitude before you go to bed, you know, 5 or 6 things that were special. It reminds you of the value of life, and also it releases some stuff that's within you. So,
well, and I've had people say, you know, well, I can't even think of anything I'm grateful for. And so what? You can even have something such as, I am happy I have a toothbrush. If you have a toothbrush, you can reach mm-hmm. for
yeah.
things.
Yeah,
and I know I'm happy. Like, I just look out my window in Bisbee. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm so happy to live here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. Even when you have such an awful day, like, there's still, if you give yourself that permission in the page to just reflect, there's always something. You know, I can see, or, you know, I saw a little beetle on the ground and it really was doing something magic, or whatever it is. But yeah, you're yeah. right. I mean, maybe it was a great day that had a million things. But
so if you're writing these gratitude things down, I know it can sort of change your mindset. What if you're flowing and you go to the negative? Like, what can you do with that? Like you said, you don't want to write for 8 hours and, you know, go down the deep dark hole. But yeah. if you're writing something negative,
yeah,
that also helps.
Yes.
Would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There are a lot of recommendations for writing about trauma. And, you know, there are different levels of trauma. You know, there's just like, I had a really bad day, or I'm going through a breakup, or whatever. And what I understand, and I'm not a doctor or a therapist, but what I understand about that is limiting your time. So allowing yourself to write about whatever you need to write about for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then give yourself a break, you know, drink a water, you know, take some deep breaths, walk around. And there are definite health benefits to releasing things in little pieces. You know, if it's too heavy or too tough, you know, if you're called to just release little parts of it at a time, that's okay. If it just really falls out of you, you know, then it's been recommended to me to limit your time, just so it can be overwhelming where you kind of need to totally reset if you get too deep and dark for too long. So I'm totally in support of releasing stuff, but I think when you set a timer, it helps.
You've given some great guidelines for somebody to move forward with writing. So I had a question. When people are writing, what about burning it? You know, like let's say you write some things down and then you burn it to sort of get rid of it, release it more. Is there some benefits to that as well?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'm glad that you brought that up because I forgot to say that. A lot of people, I've worked with people who, or I've been a student in classes where people wrote writing that was just so scary to them, or they weren't in a really safe situation at their homes, and they were nervous about putting stuff on paper, you know, domestic violence situations. And so I say to people, you know, if you're in that sort of situation, you can always write, tear it up, you can burn it, it's gone. There's a health benefit to that. It's
that you've gotten it out.
Yeah, you've gotten it out of your body.
It's not sitting in there like causing cancer or
exactly,
whatever.
Exactly, exactly. And same with your journals. You know, some people are like, I don't want anybody to see that. So you could hide it, you can tear it up, you can burn it if you want.
Yeah, you're saying, yeah, so you could... Yeah. You know, get rid of the evidence, right?
Yes.
Get rid of the evidence.
Yes, you can. You can. But my suggestion to people is just to listen to your heart, like what seems right to you. Some people want to keep them forever for their kids. Some people don't want anybody else to read them. Some people want to use them as creative writing prompts, or they're going to develop a story in there into something that they're going to publish or whatever. You know, totally up to you. You know, you're the boss. That's my main suggestion, is you're the boss, do what you like, but there's no harm in burning, destroying, shredding, scribbling over, you making it into pulp and making it into paper, whatever you want to do. Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking of the years and years of journals I have from my dad that just talk about the weather. So you go a little deeper than that, right?
yeah, I do, but I'm like a let's be vulnerable and let's be brave. But not everybody's in that space. You know, some people are just, you know, if I ask my mother, like I've been wanting my mother to join my groups, but she's not there. You know, like she's good one-on-one, but she wouldn't want to share with other people. It'd be too much. So that your grandfather wrote about your father wrote about the weather, like, good for him. He put that down. You know, maybe that was a release for him.
A legacy. I have to go through them again. So I really want to thank you for coming on the show, Tracy, and introducing people to the idea of writing for health. Mm-hmm. And anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, gosh. It was really fun to talk with you. Thank you. Let's see.
Any other pearls? To add,
just you can't do it wrong. You just can't do it wrong. You know, just pen and paper. If you like computers and you want to do your journal that way or write that way, like it's just for you. You know, and there's so much beauty and joy that can come from just kind of letting all this out. So I encourage you.
Okay, alrighty. Well,
thank you.
Thank you. And again, I just want to mention how people find you.
Yeah. If it's easier just to Google me, you can Google me as Tracy Moore Writing Coach, Tracy with an I. That's really simple. Or you can go to my website and I have info about Bisbee classes, about online and Tucson. It's Tracy, www.tracy. TracyHorizontal-Moore.com. Tracy with an I. So.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining into our show today. You've been listening to Doc Talk. I'm your local naturopathic doctor, nurse, and midwife. And you've been tuned into KBRPLP 96.1 Bisbee. Please stay tuned. We have so many other great shows coming up.